With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to $2,300 off select kitchen packages from top brands like GE Profile. That means you can save on a new GE Profile smart quad door refrigerator that's full of convenient features like a dual dispense autofill pitcher and an ice dispenser with up to 12.5 pounds capacity. Bring convenience to your kitchen with smart, innovative appliances from GE Profile. Right now, save up to $2,300 on select kitchen packages with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This episode of Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast is brought to you by Casper Mattresses. Go to Casper.com/Gilbert for $50 toward any mattress. Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast Producer of the Month for June is Ryan Story. Thank you, Ryan. If you would like to be just like Ryan and be rewarded for supporting the podcast, head over to patreon.com/Gilbert Gottfried. For a small amount, you can get some colossal benefits, such as access to new podcast episodes before anyone else, exclusive video hangouts, shout-outs from me on Twitter. I will even read your advertisement, speech, or manifesto on the show. Go to Patreon.com/Gilbert Gottfried. That's Patreon. patreon.com/Gilbert Gottfried. We thank you for your generosity. Before I forget, we have a new sponsor.
Who is that, Gil?
This is Casper Mattresses.
Oh, yes.
They got in touch with me, and they said, we want to send you a mattress.
Yeah.
And then I got in touch with you.
That was very kind of you.
Yeah.
I should say that Gilbert offered me the mattress, which was very, very kind. And I hear great things about these mattresses. I just bought a mattress.
Yeah.
A couple of months ago, which is a change for me because...
I wanted you to have the mattress because up until then, you were sleeping on subway grating.
Yes.
And
yes.
Using newspapers for blankets.
Yes, I was masking taping placemats together.
And
like Lucy in the stone pillow. I was sleeping on a grate.
But I've been sleeping on it, and it does make a difference.
Well, because it's a combination of premium latex foam and memory foam, which is kind of a hybrid. It's a different kind of mattress. It's supposed to be incredibly comfortable.
Yeah, it feels totally different. And it's not, then dealing with them isn't like when you go into these stores.
Oh, mattress
where
salesman.
It's become like going to a car lot.
Yeah, I dread it.
Where they, you gotta like try to negotiate with them and they do that thing of like, same with car lots. They'll go, oh, I gotta go discuss that with my boss and see if we can give you a deal on
this. Is a much easier way to get a mattress.
Yeah.
And if you can sleep on it with all the terrible things you've done in your life on your conscience, it must be a very comfortable mattress. You want to read that call to action?
Yes. And it's, you could get, for $500, you get a twin-size mattress, and $950 for a king-size mattress. Comparing that to industry averages, That's an outstanding price point.
It is, actually, and now I'm sorry I gave you the mattress.
Yes. You see, I've always said you're an idiot.
What about that last part there?
So get $50 toward any mattress purchase by visiting www.casper.com/Gilbert and using Gilbert. That's CASPER.com/Gilbert for your savings. Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried. I'm here with my co-host, Frank Santopadre. And this is Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Obsessions.
I like it.
Okay.
12 weeks, and he got the title down.
Wow. I think we should end now.
There's hope. Good night.
Now, oh, so who'll go first?
I think it's your turn. I don't keep track every week, but I feel it's your turn. So, what do you think?
Okay.
Got one you're excited about?
Yeah. I mean, I always hesitate to say excited because it's like, you know, when you tell somebody you got to see this movie and they'll go, it was good.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to play it up too much.
Yeah. But there was a movie that not very old that starred Bill Paxton and Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, I love this movie.
Bridget Fonda.
Yes.
Directed by Sam Raimi of Evil Dead fame. And it was called A Simple Plan.
Yep.
It's about people. They accidentally discover a helicopter that's crashed, and it's filled with money. No one knows where it comes from, but immediately they all start turning on each other.
It's a terrific movie.
Yeah.
It's actually, we talked about it the other day. I didn't know you were gonna mention it now, but it was actually one that was on my list, that was going to be on my list that I was going to bring up.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those that it keeps getting deeper and deeper into trouble, and like their lives keep falling apart, and the lies are getting more and more insane.
Well, I like that genre of film, which I guess is ordinary people try to get rich quick.
Oh yes,
and or they do the wrong thing, they make a bad choice, and they dig a very, very deep hole for themselves.
Oh, yeah.
There are other films. We were talking about another film that was like that one.
I think I'm saving one for
Albie. Oh, okay.
I'll be. Because I'm running out of films I want to talk about. But I know what film you are referring to.
Okay, then we'll save it for the second. We'll save it for the second
Ernest
show.
Ernest Goes to Camp.
That's the one.
Yeah.
The importance of being Ernest with Jim Varney. It's a terrific movie. I mean, Sam Raimi got a lot of attention for the Evil Dead pictures and Spider-Man, the Spider-Man trilogy, but I think it's his best movie.
I love that one. And where's Bridget Fonda now?
She married Danny Elfman. She married the composer from the Tim Burton movies and the Simpsons theme composer. And she's sort of, my wife and I were talking about it last week. She got out of the business.
Wow.
She disappeared. Okay. I mean, you know, and a lot of those actresses, we were talking about this, a lot of those actresses from that era, I guess 90s, late 80s, Phoebe Cates disappeared.
Oh, yes.
I mean, she married Kevin Kline and left the business, too. And who else was I? Jennifer Beals, she was on that Showtime show, but you don't see much of her anymore. Yeah. There were a lot of them. Ione Skye from Say Anything.
There's a bunch of names I'm thinking of, but I'm always scared to say them because I think they're going to go, well, I'm still working.
Right.
And I'll go, shit.
Take a shot. It's hard for actresses, you know. It's hard for actresses to get older. And a lot of the actresses that you saw in a lot of Winona Ryder,
don't
see much of her. You know, who were you thinking of?
Well, Winona Ryder.
She had other problems.
Yes. It's kind of hard to smuggle a movie camera into Rikers Island. That's the problem with those Winona Ryder movies.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're gonna love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
But anyway, that's Bridget Fonda, who I also loved in...
Winona Ryder's a Jew.
That's right. Yeah. Horowitz.
Yes.
Yeah. Very good.
And I think Phoebe Cates is half a Jew.
She might be.
She's a Chinese Jew.
She might be. I'm not sure what that means, but I'm going to move past it. I like Bridget Fonda, too, in a comedy called It Could Happen to You, which
with his name?
With Cage. Forgive that musical interlude.
Yes. Nicolas Cage.
Which was written and directed by Andrew Bergman, who wrote The In-Laws and the original story that became Blazing Saddles.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And also, speaking of Billy Bob Thornton, have you seen Pushing Tin?
Oh, yes, with Cusack. John
right,
Cusack.
Right. Another, Cusack. Easy for you to say.
Cusack.
Another little-known film.
Cusack! Johnny Cusack! Johnny Cusack, and you're dangerously near me. Oh, you've got to be Cusack!
So I like Pushing Tin with Billy Bob Thornton. I'm just going to keep plowing ahead. Or this will be a Jerry impression for 20 minutes. But A Simple Plan, great movie. It's one of those you can't say too much about.
Yeah,
because you're going to give
you'll
give it away. But it's very good. Cusack's good. Definitely see that one. Was on my list, but you stole it.
Yes.
Let's talk about, we had Josh Mostel on the show.
Yes.
Son of Zero. I brought up a movie that he made that I'm very, very fond of. I think I liked it more than he did. He didn't seem that particularly passionate about it. I forget, too, that sometimes these are jobs for these people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they don't get as excited as fans do. But the movie is, and I talked about it briefly with Josh, Radio Days.
Woody Allen.
Yeah, a Woody Allen movie that, again, maybe not a lot of people talk about when you're listing Woody Allen's movies. There are a lot of them to choose from. This is a Valentine to old radio, and just a very, very sweet movie. Very, very well made in what I think was his most productive and successful period, the 80s, when Crimes and Misdemeanors and Broadway Danny Rose and Zelig and Midsummer Night's Sex Comedy and Hannah and Her Sisters. He was really on a roll.
Oh,
Purple Rose of Cairo. If you look at those films now, it's really quite an output.
Yes.
And Radio Days in 87 with our friend Danny Aiello.
Oh, yeah.
As a hitman. It's the only Woody movie that has both muses, Diane Keaton and Mia Farrow, in it. It's, again, also one I don't want to say too much about. It's a sweet film. With dual stories, it's the main story is a family with Michael Tucker of L.A. Law as the father and Julie Kavner as the mother, as basically Woody's parents, because Seth Green plays
Julie Kavner, best known as Mrs. Simpson.
That's Marge Simpson.
Yeah.
And Seth Green plays a young Woody. And it's also, I grew up in Brooklyn, too. I think it's also about Brooklyn, which is another reason that I love it. Wallace Shawn turns up, Tony Roberts turns up, Diane Wiest. There's a great gag in the movie about a baseball player overcoming handicaps, a baseball pitcher, that's a parody of, you remember the Monty Stratton story? The movie with Jimmy Stewart played the pitcher who loses a leg?
Oh, okay, yes.
Right, right. And there's a great gag in Radio Days that's a spoof of that movie and that story that I won't say too much about. But it's and Josh Mostel's hilarious in it, and I was much more excited about it than Josh was. And Rockaway Playland is in the movie too, which is now gone. It's part of why I love it. You know, we talk about movies from the 70s and the stuff that that's New York in the 70s that's gone. This is one of those movies.
Yeah, there were all those great, great New York films.
Yeah, this is one where you can see some old New York locations that are gone, and that was only made in 87. So I can't recommend it enough. Radio Days, in spite of Josh's lack of enthusiasm. He's funny in it. And anyway.
So the two films we're recommending are Woody Allen's Radio Days.
Right.
And Sam Raimi's A Simple Plan.
Yeah, there's also a great bit inspired by War of the Worlds by the Orson Welles, the famous scare.
Yeah, where he started doing the War of the Worlds radio show.
Right.
And some people thought it was real.
Right.
And started making a run for it.
Right. And there's a bit, too, in Radio Days that is sort of based on the story of the famous child that fell in the well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a nostalgic film. It's a sweet film. It's one of my favorites. Definitely check it out. Woody's not in it, just his voice, his narration. And Larry David turns up, too, as a voice. So, Radio Days. Anything else you want to say about missing actresses? How about Daryl Hannah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, another one.
Yeah. Very scary.
No. I mean, you don't see much of her anymore. You want to name those actresses that you were afraid to name?
Now I heard.
Yeah.
Daryl Hannah was one of those actresses that there were these actresses who had no trouble doing nudity.
I guess so.
Okay. So Daryl Hannah's one.
Right.
She'd drop her clothes at
Julianne Moore, of course.
Julianne Moore, saw her bush in a movie. Yeah. I think here's an actress. Jennifer Jason Leigh was fine taking her clothes off.
She's another one you don't see much of.
No.
And she did some great films.
Oh, Valerie Perrine.
Yeah, Valerie Perrine.
Used to take her clothes off.
We should get Valerie Perrine on the show if she's offended by this show or what we just said.
Did Bridget Fonda ever take off her clothes?
That's a really good question. I'll direct you to a website called Mr. Skin.
Yeah,
and
believe me, you don't have to direct me there.
Okay. Not that I know of, but I could be wrong.
I'm practically a shareholder. And so mine is A Simple Plan.
Which is another one I love.
Yeah. Just people greed, making people go nuts and destroying people.
Yeah, and we should actually sit down and come up with a list, because there are a lot of
those
kinds of movies, and none of them are popping into my head right now.
This is why I want a new co-host, because if I had a co-host who knew what the fuck he was doing, he'd say, "This is popping into my head now. I'm saddled with someone who sits across from me and goes, I got nothing."
So Simple Plan and Radio Days.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore, because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.